We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishem Ham Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Shavuos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Ezo hi Shavua Shav. We mentioned several times the Shavua Shav, the Shavua in vain. The Pasuk in the Aseres Adibas, Lo Sisa, as Shema Hashem Elokecha Vashav, a person takes a Shavua Shav, or Shavua in vain, Yuchayiv Malkos. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ezo hi Shavua Shav, what's considered a Shavua Shav? So we have three categories of a Shavua Shav. Number one is Nishba Lishanos Es Hayadua La'adam. Person takes an oath about something that everybody knows about, but he says that it's not true. And the Mishnah gives examples. Amar al ha'amud shel evan shehu shel zahav. Let's say, for example, he says about this pillar of stone. Everybody knows it's a pillar of stone. He says, I swear that this is made of gold. Uval ha'ish shehu isha. Or there's a man, and everyone knows it's a man, and he swears this is a woman. Val ha'isha shehi ish. Or let's say this is a woman, everybody knows it's a woman, and this guy swears that this is an ish. This is considered a Shavua Shav. Of course, we need to know that he's actually swearing something that's not true. So the Gemara says at least three people need to know that whatever it is that he's swearing about is really not true. Meaning, if at least three people know that this person is a man and he's swearing that it's a woman, so that's a Shavua Shav. Let's say people don't know. So if no one knows, only one or two people know that this is a man, he swears it's a woman, it's really not recognizable, let's say. So that would not be a Shavua Shav. That's category number one, where someone is nishba l'shanos es hayadua l'adam. He swears, he takes an oath to change literally something that people know about. And he says that it's not so. Number two is nishba al davar shi'i efshar. Takes a shvua that's impossible. Let's say he says, I take upon myself that all of the fruit in the world are going to be ushered to me with a shvua. Im lo ra'isi gamol sheporeach ba'avir. Or v'im lo ra'isi nachash kikoras beis habad. If I haven't seen, so he takes a shvua, I'm not going to eat fruit. If, and this is why the Shua wouldn't take effect, it's a Shua Shav, because it's dependent on something that's just impossible. If I take a Shua, fruit should be ushered to me. If I haven't seen this camel that flies in the air, meaning I saw a camel fly in the air, and therefore I take a Shua that the fruit should be ushered to me. Or a Nachash, that's as thick as a Koras Beis Habad, which is the beam that you have that presses the oil. So this is Shavua Shav, and the reason for this is because he obviously, and the Ran, this is a quote, Shari Bavadai lo niskaven hanishba le'asor alav haperos. He obviously did not mean, have in mind to prohibit the fruit upon himself, because he attributed it to or connected it to this impossibility. Shiloh Yamiskavin the Kach, not only that, if he really wanted to prohibit the fruit upon himself, Hayolales or below Shum Tanai, says the Ran, he didn't need to make a Tanai at all. You want to say the fruit is us to you? Okay, take a Shua, the fruit is us to me. Why are you saying the fruit should be us to me if I haven't seen a camel fly in the sky? Obviously, he does not want to prohibit the fruit upon himself. This is another example of Shua Shav. Then, the next category, Amar le'edim bo v'ha'iduni, shuur shal, and they say shuur shalon idach. Comes to edim, let's say, for example, edim saw that he lent money to someone. Reuven says to the two edim, you saw me lend money to Shimon, I need you to come and testify on my behalf for me to get the money back. And they say, what do you mean? Shvua shalon idach. We take a shvua, not that we don't know the information, they say, we take a shvua that we're not testifying for you. So that is another example of a shvua shav, a third category. Why? Because this is a category of a shvua shav where they're taking an oath to be mevatel a mitzvah from the Torah. There's an obligation of a person who knows people who know testimony to come and testify. So that is being mevatel a mitzvah. That's another example of a shvua shav. You can't be mevatel a mitzvah, and you're going to get malchus for that type of shvua shav. And there are other examples of that as well. The Mishnah gives us nishma levatel es hamitzvah shelo laso sukkah or shelo litolulav shelo neach tefillin. We've had these examples in the past. We mentioned. A person says he's not going to build a sukkah. I mean, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah on sukkah, so taking a lulav or wearing tefillin. This is category number three of shavuos. Zohi Shuashav Shechayavin Al Zidona Makos Val Shigrasa Potter. This is an example of a Shuashav, which is, and we had this before, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, we mentioned this before. This was mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah. And it repeats this again here to tell us that all of the examples in this Mishnah are all also examples of Shuah Shav. But a person who says, I take a Shuah Sha'achalti, I take a Shuah that I ate, but I didn't really eat, or Shalo Achalti, he says, I didn't eat it, I ended up eating, that's not a Shuah Shav, that's a Shuah Bitur. You have to know the difference between a Shuah Shav and a Shuah Bitur. So this is the Shuah Shav for which the Chayiv Makos, Malkos, if you do it b'mezid, but there is no carbon olaviyor, there's no chatas at all if you do it b'shogeg, as opposed to a shuas bitui where there's an olas, there's malkos b'mezid, and there is an olas carbon olaviyor chatas if you do it b'shogeg. Perek Gimel Mishnah Test Shavua Sha'ochal Kikar Zo. Person says, I take a shua, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread, and then he says shua shalo achlena, take a shua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. So the second shua obviously contradicts the first shua. So how do we view this? Harishona Shuas Bitoy. The first one is a classic Shuas Bitoy. It's a Shua Allah Haitiv. A Shua, I'm going to eat this this loaf of bread. And he's bound by that Shua. If he ends up not eating the loaf of bread, so then he's in violation of the Shua. What's the second Shua which contradicts the first, where he says, I take Shua, I'm not going to eat the loaf of bread? The very loaf of bread I said, I swore I'm going to eat. So that's Vashir Shua Shav. The second one is a Shua Shav. The first is a Shuas Bitoy. The second is Shua Shav. Why? Because once he took an oath in the first time around that he's plans on eating this kikar, so then he's chayiv, he's bound by that. And by taking his second shvua that he's not going to eat it, he's mevatel a mitzvah. So that's the category number two of shvua shav from the previous Mishnah. And achala, and therefore if he ends up eating the kikar, so he fulfills the first shvua, avar al shvua shav, he violates the shvua shav as chayiv malkos because of the second shvua that he took, because he took a shvua shav to be mevatel a mitzvah. Lo achala, if he doesn't end up eating it, so then avar al shvuas bitui, he violates shvuas bitui, because what was the shvuas bitui? Was the shvua I take an oath I'm going to eat this loaf, and he ends up not eating it, so then he is a violation of at shvuas bitui. Now the Gemara says, it's not just shvuas bitui, it's af al shvuas bitui. Don't think for a moment that this is not also a shvua shav. The second he takes the second shvua, he violates the shvua shav, because he contradicts the first one. Once you take a shvua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, which you a minute ago you said you plan on eating, you took a shvua you're going to eat, that's a shvua shav. It's a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. That's category number two, shvua shav. Of course it's shvua shav. You're going to get malchus for the shvua shav. But the chiddush here is that if I end up, person ends up not eating the loaf of bread, they also violate the shvua's bitui because he didn't fulfill his original shvua.